Good morning. This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. Ohio voters by the tens of thousands have been casting early ballots since Monday, both in person at county boards of elections and by absentee ballot. Joining me to talk about some of the issues related to early voting, WVXU senior political analyst Howard Wilkinson. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So this battle over additional drop boxes for these completed absentee ballots continues, despite an order Monday by Ohio's chief elections officer, Frank LaRose, that additional drop boxes would only be allowed on Board of Elections property and not scattered all around a county. Why is that a problem?
Well, it's a problem. The Democrats say, and the Ohio Democratic Party and some of the voting rights groups say it's a problem because it's hard for some people to get to, especially in the big counties, get to their Board of Elections. It's in Norwood here in Hamilton County. If you live way out in Harrison or somewhere way over on the northeastern part of the Hamilton County, it's a long drive, and it takes a long time to get there. It might make sense to have more of them around. And the court told Frank LaRose that he could do that, but he said that he ordered the boards of elections that they could have more than one, but they'd all have to be on Board of Elections property.
Now, there's been some concern that that might cause a traffic jam. You were at the Hamilton County Board of Elections in Norwood Wednesday afternoon. Was there a traffic jam?
Oh, yes. There was a big traffic jam, say, mid-afternoon between like 3 and 4 o'clock. The problem was you had cars lined up. Half of them were people trying to drop off their absentee ballots at the drop box, and the other half were trying to get into the Board of Elections to cast early in-person ballots. Now, the sheriff's department had deputies out there to direct traffic, and they did a really good job. They were trying to sort them out so that the people were going, you know, the drop box people were going in one direction and the in-person voting people were going in the other. And eventually the traffic dissipated and it got better. It's going to have these surges all through this period, I think, you know, periods where there's going to be big traffic jams. But one thing people have to remember about the drop box outside of the Board of Elections is that is accessible 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you can go there at midnight, at 3 a.m., at 6 a.m., whenever you want, and drop off that ballot. You don't have to go in the middle of the day or at lunch hour.
So let's talk about the traffic jams. And nobody likes to sit in traffic, and obviously it's difficult if they're going in all kinds of directions. But there's more concern than just the inconvenience,
yeah,
right? What tell us about that.
Well, there's one problem is that Ohio law apparently says that for people to vote in person at the Board of Elections, they have to be in line at 5 p.m. when the voting stops. Voting stops at 5 p.m. on those days when they have in-person voting. Now, in line is being interpreted as meaning actually physically standing in a line after having parked your car or gotten off a bus or whatever. And anybody who's outside the board office at 5 p.m. will be allowed to go in and vote. But the Democrats are saying, look, there are going to be a whole lot of people who are voters stuck in traffic jams at 5 p.m. and not technically in line to vote, and that could end up disenfranchising people.
So does the Hamilton County Board of Elections have any plans to deal with this?
Well, they're going to meet next Tuesday, and they've asked the staff, the director and the deputy director and the rest of the administrators, to come up with a plan. The plan could include putting more boxes out in front of the Board of Elections or on board property there in Norwood, or it could mean that they will send, like, bipartisan teams outside of the building and collect them from people in their cars so they don't have to drive through. They can just, you know, drive by and give them to the Board of Elections employees.
How likely are they all to agree on that? We just have a few seconds left.
The Republicans are kind of resisting, but something's going to be worked out, I think.
And then if they reach a tie...
Right. It would go to Frank LaRose, who would break the tie, which is going to be interesting because he's the one that told them they could have more ballot boxes or drop boxes at the boards of elections.
Well, we'll wait to hear what happens next week. Thank you, Howard.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's senior political analyst. He joins me each Friday at this time. You can read his columns and stories at WVXU.org.